This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Mezzo Deborah Domansky and trumpeter Brian Shaw are the special guests this week when the Santa Fe Pro Musica Baroque Ensemble returns with its annual Baroque Holy Week concerts at the Loreto Chapel. Joining us this morning for a preview of the concerts is the music director of the Santa Fe Pro Musica, Tom O'Connor. Tom, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
Let's start at the end of your program, if we may, because it's the piece most specifically appropriate for Holy Week, J.S. Bach's Cantata BWV 51.
Right. There's always an anchor piece on almost every program, and the anchor piece for Baroque Holy Week is this wonderful Bach Cantata 51, which is actually a solo cantata. Many of the cantatas, you know, are for multiple voices, and they have chorales at the end. But there's a small group in the 200-plus cantatas that are solo cantatas, solo voice. And this is one of them, and it's an alto cantata, actually. But you have to remember that the singers in Leipzig were boys.
Right.
It was a boys' school, and all the voices would have been boys, including the soprano, the very highest parts. And so in modern performances, the voice that actually fits these alto cantatas the best, or alto solos, is what we call a mezzo-soprano. Basically a low soprano, in this case, a wonderful singer, Deborah Domansky. We've had a lot of opportunities in New Mexico to hear her work at the Santa Fe Opera, at Opera Southwest. She's really quite an extraordinary singer and quite an extraordinary performer. She really is able to connect with the audience in a very kind of visceral way. It's a complete commitment to performing and to engaging with the audience.
Right. She is a wonderful singer.
And of course, there's a big trumpet part in this cantata. And we're talking about a different instrument than the modern trumpet. It's a valveless instrument, quite a bit more mellow than the modern trumpet. The modern trumpet is very projecting and very bright, and the Baroque trumpet, there are no valves, so it is an instrument that relies on the harmonic series and the skill of the trumpeter to negotiate the harmonic series and fill in the funny little half steps here and there that are a characteristic of what Baroque instruments actually sound like. You know, you've got the fundamental notes that are bright and clear and very centered, and then you have the half steps in between that have a more foggy and kind of mysterious kind of sound. And, of course, the composers, like Bach, understood exactly what the instruments were capable of doing, and they exploit them brilliantly.
And this cantata is particularly appropriate for Easter. It's Rejoice Unto God in All Lands. So one of the joyful cantatas.
Right. It's a joyful cantata, and I think that there is, in the Passion story, there is a resurrection. There is joy. It is the other side of that deep, deep sorrow and deep pain that is such an important part of this story.
These concerts really pay tribute to Holy Week and music for Holy Week, but they remain secular events.
Exactly. I think in the case of this concert, Cantata 51, which is a sacred cantata, is the anchor piece, but the rest of the program is secular music. And for me, there's a spiritual dimension to instrumental music that I find equally compelling. It is a sound world that speaks to our emotions and speaks to our deep feelings, and I think those feelings are inherently spiritual. And so I mix the programming up. I rarely do a program, unless it's a piece like the St. John Passion or the B minor Mass, that is strictly religious.
Tom O'Connor, music director of the Santa Fe Pro Musica, has joined us for a look at the Pro Musica's Baroque Holy Week concerts in the intimate Loreto Chapel, Thursday and Friday nights at 7:30 and Saturday night at 6. For tickets, go to santafepromusica.com. Tom, wishing you a great holiday.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.